We sang in our opening the great hymn, "Is Well With My Soul." So another question might be, is it well with your soul? How are things with you? James' teaching is, in my opinion, very important for anyone on the journey of faith with God. It contains some key teaching as to how, as individuals, we are to act out our faith. What is it he says about what we look like in the mirror and how that reflects on our what our soul will be like? He addresses issues which relate to how we should look to the world. So that's really the question. What do you look like? What do you look like to the world? First is our ability to listen and speak appropriately and the wisdom to know when to do which one. We begin with these verses, I think. Let's see here. Could you hit the enter? There we go. The first few verses says this: "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the words and not hearers only." Doers of the word and not hearers only. Deceiving yourselves. Well, we need to be quick to hear and slow to speak. What it means is having both humility and respect for others. I learned a long time ago in dealing with your spouse something about men and women, which kind of directly relates to this. Generally speaking, men want to solve our problems, and women need to express their problems. So what I had to learn very early as a married man is when my wife would come home and she would be, something had gone wrong and she wants to tell me all about it, I'd get like a third of the way through the story and I go, okay, I got it. Here's what you do. And the ladies are all chuckling. Guys, she didn't want you to solve the problem. She wanted you to listen to her. Listen to the whole thing. It's just our nature, guys. But you know what? It is kind of the nature of all of us, isn't it? When someone is telling us what's going on with them and they have an issue and we're listening and we begin to get a thread of what the problem is, before they've even finished talking, we're already starting to formulate our answer. And to be perfectly honest with you, you're almost certainly going to miss something important. So when the Bible says that you need to be, let me read it exactly the way it says that. You should be, it's up there. To be quick to hear, I always want to say it right. To be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Quick to hear. What that means is when someone comes to you and they have issues and they want to talk to you and they want to share with you, your goal is to hear the whole story. All of it. Now, how does that relate to our Christian walk? Well, it's very simple. When we deal with people in the world, our main goal is to be people who really care. Would you agree with that? So how do we look to the world? Well, see Christians, very often when we're talking to non-believers, we'll start listening to their objections or their critiques of Christians, and we've got all these answers. I spent my time at Biola and my master's degree is in Christian apologetics. It's defending the faith. So you get about halfway through that program, and I don't care what objection a non-believer has, I have the answer. Well, that's because I was a non-believer for a long time, and I asked all the questions. So I was really geared up. I have all the answers. Come on, let me have it. But as I spent time studying that and following wise mentors, what I came to learn is listen to the whole story. Listen to the whole story. And then ask a few questions. You sit on your snappy answer until you have the whole story. Because inevitably what you may find is the snappy answer that you have, which might be theologically accurate and sharp and logical, might not be what they actually need. So to be quick to listen means to listen to the whole story. Now, what James is talking about is how to live the Christian life. If you're the kind of person who listens to others, who really listens, who pays attention to others, then you're the kind of person that people want to come and talk to. Doesn't that make sense? But if you're the kind of person who jumps in halfway through and gives them the answer and solves it all for them, you may not be that person. I tell you the truth. If you want to share the gospel with somebody, you have to earn the right to share the gospel with somebody. You have to be somebody that they trust. You have to be somebody that will not be judgmental. I was a non-believer till I was 45. Some of you know that. I was the guy who would ask all of those really tough questions. And my response from the Christians that I ran into early in my life was just that. I would get halfway through my question or objection or whatever it was, and they go, oh, no, here's the answer. Or worse, oh, that's a tough one. You need to go down and talk to my pastor. They didn't listen to me. Because as it turned out, in 1996, 97, when some nice folks that I knew and had a really strong relationship with encouraged me to come down to the church, I only went because of who they were. I had no interest in the church. Didn't have anything against it, just didn't have any interest. But I went because of who they were. Because we had shared our lives together. We'd listened to each other. So I went. And when I started asking my difficult questions, the pastor at that church, instead of giving me his snappy, logical answer, which the guy was brilliant, right? He was a really, really highly educated guy. But his answer always was, answer always started out with, you know what? That's a very good question. Something I'd never experienced before. See, to be quick to listen, you got to hear people out. Be quick to listen, be quick to hear, slow to speak. Get all the information first. Because what you say, what you add, what you speak